William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Wednesday's edition. The action on Wednesday sees cards from Bangor, Exeter and Ayr, while in the evening we have action on the Poly Track at Kempton and over in Ireland at Dundalk. Racing Radio will have it all covered live from 12:40pm with Ollie Pimlott, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount, your studio team. But to look ahead to the best of the action on Wednesday, it's myself, Michael Wood, and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount from gg.co.uk. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Andrew. And you've been across the channel, haven't you, in France, catching up on the French racing. What particularly caught your eye over the weekend?
That's right. Yeah, had a good time out there for Rev de Sivola's comeback run. And I thought Petit Zig ran a nice race in third, Paul Nichols' runner, who also won the French champion hurdle in June. And speaking to his owners afterwards, I was quite relieved that they're going to avoid the long walk hurdle, which is Rev's big target in December, and probably sort of keep him fresh for a spring campaign and have another crack at the French champion hurdle back in June of next year. But yeah, it was a good day out, and it was good to see a good crowd at O'Toy as well, because the last time I went, there wasn't a soul there, but there were more people in the paddock this time round than there were at the track for my last visit. So yeah, plenty of French punters enjoying the good weather and having a few bets.
And one jockey that particularly caught your eye was James Reveley.
James Reveley, yeah, he's absolutely flying, and we wanted him to ride Rev, because he'd won on him in this... We ran in the Prix d'Automne, a valuable Grade 1 race worth about €170,000 to the winner. We won it 3 years ago with James on board, but he was on the favourite this time. He was out of luck in this particular race. The horse in question went off at 1,000,000 miles an hour and didn't last home, but he did have plenty of success on the card with a couple of winners, Ultra Lucky being one of them at around about 9-2, and he was also on the score sheet again on Sunday. So yeah, he's flying, and his percentage of prize money out there must come to a nice few quid and put some of these British prize funds to shame.
He does indeed, and he's definitely one jockey to keep an eye on. Well, Andrew, let's move on to Wednesday's action. We're going to be previewing two races at Bangor and two from the evening card at Kempton. And it's Bangor where we're going to begin, and it's the 150 at Bangor, our first race on the podcast. We're looking at the Class 2 handicap chase at 150. It's over 3 miles and 30 yards. It's a very large field to choose from, Andrew. In terms of that large field, what catches the eye?
Yeah, this is a good race. Over £16,000 to the winner. And it's a horse that tends to go to a younger horse. None of the last 10 winners were aged between 6 and 8. So we should perhaps sort of look to be avoiding the top three in the weights here. Perfect candidate, 7th Sky and Cloudy 2, who are aged 9 and 10. The one that caught my eye in particular was number 8, Zigger Boy for Alan King. Alan King has won this race twice before, including with a 25-1 shot in 2013. And what I like about Zigger Boy, he'll appreciate the flat track. His last two runs left-handed have resulted in wins in big fields. Those were at Doncaster. And he does tend to come to hand relatively early as well. So it's possible he'll need his first run since May. But with the yard going well and with the track likely to suit, I think Zigger Boy could be the way to go here. The 7-year-old trained by Alan King.
So Zigger Boy, the one that gets the pick in the 150 at Bangor. Let's move on to the second race we're looking at Bangor. It's a 3 o'clock. It's a Class 2 handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 3 furlongs and 123 yards. 7 runners in the field to choose from, Andrew. What gets the vote here?
Yeah, the interesting race again because we've got Fox Cub, who's bidding for a hat-trick in this contest. So he won it in 2014, beating Clondor Camphor into second. And he was back last year to win by no less than 22 lengths. He's a prominent racer. His running style is often favoured at Bangor. And he's no doubt been laid out for this race again. He had a prep run at Pontefract on the flat last month. So I'd be very surprised if Fox Cub wasn't there or thereabouts. But I'm going to take him on with one at a likely bigger price, and that's number four, Clondor Camphor, for Donald McCain. As mentioned, this one was second to Fox Cub in this race a couple of years ago. Now, he didn't have much of a campaign last year. He didn't reappear until February, finishing last of four on heavy going. And then on his next run at the Aintree Festival, he fell when a 25-1 shot in a Grade 3 handicap. Now, he drops in class here, and the interesting thing is his trainer's record in handicap hurdles at Bangor. Since 2011, there's a 17% strike rate and a profit of £34 to a £1 level stake. But as we know, the yard was out of form for much of 2014 and 2015. And if we'd only backed Donald McCain's runners in handicap hurdles at Bangor during the current calendar year, we'd have won five of our 16 bets and made a profit of over £20 to a £1 stake. So Clondor Camphor, perhaps to reverse 2014 form in this race with Fox Cub.
So Clondor Camphor, the one that offers the most appeal in that 3 o'clock handicap hurdle at Bangor. Let's move on to the card at Kempton on the Poly track, and the first race that we're going to be previewing on that card is the 6.55. It's a Class 2 condition stakes over 7 furlongs, 9 runners in the field to choose from. Andrew, what gets the vote in this one?
Well, I was trying to make a case for last year's winner Chuki Royale for the Keith Dalglish yard, but the 8-year-old has been bang out of form of late and was only 9 length 8th in a similar race over 6 furlongs here last time, albeit after a break. It's possible he could bounce back and run some sort of race, but the one who's very hard to get away from is Don John Triumphant, the only 3-year-old in the field. Now, Richard Fahey's colt is dropping below Group 1 company for the first time since finishing second to Quiet Reflection at Haydock in a Group 2 on his reappearance this year. And if you look at his record below the top grade, i.e. in Group 2 or lower company, he's had 8 runs, won 3 of them and placed in the other 5. And his last 4 runs under these conditions have, say, resulted in 3 wins, and that's second to Quiet Reflection. So dropping markedly in class for his all-weather debut, I think Don John Triumphant is going to be very hard to beat here.
So Don John Triumphant, the one to beat in that 6.55 condition stakes at Kempton. Let's move on to our final race of the podcast, looking at the 7.25 at Kempton. It's a Class 2 handicap over 1 mile and 3 furlongs, 13 runners in the field to choose from. It's one of the feature races of the day as well. So in terms of this one at Kempton, Andrew, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, this is a cracker. Very difficult to sort out, as you would imagine. But one that catches my eye is a horse called I Am Not Here, trained by Brian Ellison. Now, this one ran a blinder at Nottingham last time. On the round course at Nottingham, it often pays to be up with the pace, and that was certainly the case on this particular day when he ran in a 10-furlong handicap. 33-1 winner, saved the bees, made most of the running, and 9-1 runner-up Compton Mill, beaten by a neck, was described as track-leading pair. And of those to come from off the pace, best of those was Third Home Bedrock, the 7-4 favourite, trained by Willie Haggis. But only ahead behind that one was I Am Not Here, who did really well to finish a close fourth after being ridden patiently. He's got bits and pieces of form at Kempton, and as long as they go a decent gallop here, then I think I Am Not Here can come through late on and pick up the pieces.
So I Am Not Here, the one that gets Andrew's vote in the 7.25 at Kempton. Well, Andrew, can you please recap your selections for the 4 races that we've looked at for Wednesday?
Yeah, and the 1.50 at Bangor, the 3-mile handicap chase, I'm with Zigger Boy for Alan King. And the 3 o'clock at Bangor, the 2.5-mile handicap hurdle. I respect hat-trick-seeking Fox Cub, who's won this race for the last 2 years, but I'm going to go with Donald McCain's Clondor Camphor. In the 6.55 at Kempton, it's likely that the only 3-year-old in the field, Don John Triumphant, will be hard to beat. And finally, in the 7.25 at Kempton, in the hope of a strong pace, I'm going for Brian Ellison's I Am Not Here.
Well, Andrew, as always, thank you for your thoughts on Wednesday's action. And remember that Racing Radio will have all the day's racing action covered from 12.40pm. Andrew, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.